Section B
强化提升
第一节听下面五段对话每段对话后有一个小题从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项每段对话仅读一遍
Text 1.
Jack must be joking when he said he plans to sell his shop and go to medical school.
You are quite right. He is just kidding. He's also told me time and time again he wished he'd studied for some profession instead of going into business. Text 2.
I really like living here. It's so near the center of town.
Me too. I'm so glad we've moved up from the south. Text 3.
I thought the librarian said we could check out as many books as we need without our library cards.
That's right.But not those reference books. Text 4. I'm reading a science book. It said the first robots were invented in the 1920s.
Yes, and robots have appeared in many American films. In some films, they are stronger,faster and cleverer than people.
Text 5. What is it? It looks strange.
It's a small robot. It can sing and dance.
Text 6.听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料回答第六七题。
Mike, do you know who made the first robot?
Yes, the first one was made by a Greek inventor.
Now robots are used in many places. What do you think of robots in the future?
I think robots will work in space in the future.
That will be great. Someone says robots will take the place of humans one day. Do you agree?
No, I don't agree.Robots can't do anything without people's help, so they won't take the place of humans forever.
I agree with you. Mike, do you know who made the first robot?
Yes, the first one was made by a Greek inventor.
Now robots are used in many places. What do you think of robots in the future?
I think robots will work in space in the future.
That will be great. Someone says robots will take the place of humans one day. Do you agree?
No, I don't agree. Robots can't do anything without people's help, so they won't take the place of humans forever.
I agree with you.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。
Hi, Peter. What are you doing here?
Hi, Mary. I'm waiting for a bus.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the bookstore. I want to buy some books. Would you like to go with me?
I'd like to. What books do you want to buy?
Books on science. By the way, our country succeeded in sending up Shenzhou 11. Do you know?
Yes. It shows our country is becoming stronger and stronger. I'm proud of it.
So am I. So, as students, we are supposed to study hard to do something for our country.
That's true. Oh, here comes the bus.
Okay, let's go.
Hi, Peter. What are you doing here?
Hi, Mary. I'm waiting for a bus.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the bookstore. I want to buy some books. Would you like to go with me?
I'd like to. What books do you want to buy?
Books on science. By the way, our country succeeded in sending up Shenzhou 11. Do you know?
Yes. It shows our country is becoming stronger and stronger. I'm proud of it.
So am I. So, as students, we are supposed to study hard to do something for our country.
That's true. Oh, here comes the bus.
Okay, let's go. Good morning. I saw your advertisement on this morning's newspaper, and I'd like to take a look at the apartment.
Morning. Come in, please. It's on the second floor. This way, please.
How much is the rent?
It's $300 a month. Here we are. This is the living room. The kitchen is on your left.
There are two bathrooms. That's great. I like them best.
By the way, we don't allow any pets here.
I see. What about decorating?
If you decide to move in, we will repaint the apartment on the condition that you can rent it for 2 years.
That means if I stay for 1 year, there will be no redecorating at all?
That's right.
If I decide to take it, how soon could I move in?
You can move in at any time you like. As you can see, it's already cleaned up.
I like this apartment very much, but I'd like to know my wife's and kids' opinions. I'll come back this evening with them. Will that be convenient?
That's fine with me.
Good morning. I saw your advertisement on this morning's newspaper, and I'd like to take a look at the apartment.
Morning. Come in, please. It's on the second floor. This way, please.
How much is the rent?
It's $300 a month. Here we are. This is the living room. The kitchen is on your left.
There are two bathrooms. That's great. I like them best.
By the way, we don't allow any pets here.
I see. What about decorating?
If you decide to move in, we will repaint the apartment on the condition that you can rent it for 2 years.
That means if I stay for 1 year, there will be no redecorating at all?
That's right.
If I decide to take it, how soon could I move in?
You can move in at any time you like. As you can see, it's already cleaned up.
I like this apartment very much, but I'd like to know my wife's and kids' opinions. I'll come back this evening with them. Will that be convenient?
That's fine with me. Is there anything new in today's evening paper?
Yes, a robot babysitter. It was made in Japan in 2005.
Can a robot look after a child?
Sure, it can take care of a child. It's called iPapero.
What does it look like?
iPapero is a small robot. It weighs 13.2 pounds and has a body of 15.2 by 10.3 and by 9.8 inches.
What skill does it have?
It can recognize and remember up to 10 faces and use its 8 separate electronic ears to understand human voices, even in noisy situations.
What other skills does it have?
It also plays games with children when they are unhappy, or sings songs, or asks quizzes to entertain the child. If the child is bored, iPapero will change new songs and quizzes so that it doesn't repeat itself.
That's an amazing robot.
That's true. The robot babysitter even has a cell phone to call the parent when the child asks for his mother.
Is there anything new in today's evening paper?
Yes, a robot babysitter. It was made in Japan in 2005.
Can a robot look after a child?
Sure, it can take care of a child. It's called iPapero.
What does it look like?
iPapero is a small robot. It weighs 13.2 pounds and has a body of 15.2 by 10.3 and by 9.8 inches.
What skill does it have?
It can recognize and remember up to 10 faces and use its 8 separate electronic ears to understand human voices, even in noisy situations.
What other skills does it have?
It also plays games with children when they are unhappy, or sings songs, or asks quizzes to entertain the child. If the child is bored, iPapero will change new songs and quizzes so that it doesn't repeat itself.
That's an amazing robot.
That's true. The robot babysitter even has a cell phone to call the parent when the child asks for his mother.
In real life, robots are mainly used in factories. They do some dangerous and difficult jobs for humans. Robots also help disabled people, for example, blind people. Today, many blind people have a guide dog to help them. In the future, guide dogs might be robot dogs. One kind of robot guide dog has wheels. It moves in front of its owner. It is very clever. It knows the speed of its owner's walk. The owner wears a special belt. This belt sends instructions from the owner to the dog, such as stop here, turn left, or turn right. In the United States, another kind of robot helps disabled people to take care of themselves in their daily life. The robot hears the sound of its owner's voice. It follows instructions, such as turn the page or make a cup of coffee. Robots are also used in American hospitals. They can do simple jobs. At one hospital, for example, a robot takes meals from the kitchen to patients' rooms. It never gets lost because this robot has a map of the hospital in its computer memory. Though robots can help people in many ways, They will never take the place of humans.
In real life, robots are mainly used in factories. They do some dangerous and difficult jobs for humans. Robots also help disabled people, for example, blind people. Today, many blind people have a guide dog to help them. In the future, guide dogs might be robot dogs. One kind of robot guide dog has wheels. It moves in front of its owner. It is very clever. It knows the speed of its owner's walk. The owner wears a special belt. This belt sends instructions from the owner to the dog, such as stop here, turn left, or turn right. In the United States, another kind of robot helps disabled people to take care of themselves in their daily life. The robot hears the sound of its owner's voice. It follows instructions such as turn the page or make a cup of coffee. Robots are also used in American hospitals. They can do simple jobs. At one hospital, for example, a robot takes meals from the kitchen to patients' rooms. It never gets lost because this robot has a map of the hospital in its computer memory. Though robots can help people in many ways, they will never take the place of humans.